You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
This is the IT and the D Show, episode 194, and we are exhausted from PangolinCon, but we're survived to tell the tales. We got our guests in the house. We got Randy and Matt here. We're going to talk all things PangolinCon, and we're going to end the night. Kelly Siegel, he's the from National Tech Management, redefining how you look at help desk. Very cool conversation. Definitely looking forward to speaking with him. Dave, you may fire when ready.
I would, but so we have a small order of business to handle. I don't normally like to start the show on a heavy note, but we did get word today. One of our show hosts, Mark Pants, good buddy of ours, he was on the last couple episodes of Worst Meatball Sandwich with us, has died. It sucks a lot. He was a great dude. You'll hear a lot of the shows throughout the network use his voice as the intro drop. A lot of people knew him because of Squared Circle Wrestling. He was the voice of that, did all the announcing and the commentating and that sort of thing. There is a tradition, in the wrestling world, when somebody dies, that there is a ring of 10 bells, as they go. I have pulled that out. I have isolated it. Just gonna let it play. Silence. Mark. Miss you, buddy.
See you on the other side.
And on that bright note, now we can continue with the wacky mayhem that is the IT and the D Show, episode 194.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
This is Max Headroom, and what you're about to witness is one of the most sinister-sounding intros to a trailer to one of the greatest epics ever.
As I love the 90s, and this is 1994.
This is Billy D. Williams. Bob and Dave and I are enjoying a Colt 45 right now. And remember, IT in the D, it works every time.
You're going to wear the shirt of the band you're going to go see. Don't be that guy.
Where do you guys think you are?
The Library of Congress?
Detroit? Beyond the Sun?
Any of those, right?
Take him to Detroit.
No! No, not Detroit! No!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Then don't come! Shut up!
Dig, you IT geeks. This is Dre DiMatteo from Sons of Anarchy. You are listening to IT in the D.
Listen, I'm not going to kill you. Your job will be to tell the rest of them death is coming for them tonight.
So what happens when you tap the angry beaver in the bunghole?
Exactly.
Come on.
Someone tries.
To hell with this. I'm calling a break. We'll come back to the show.
Tell me there aren't customers that annoy the piss out of you on a daily basis.
What's up, everybody? This is Billy Zapka. Sweep the leg. Listening to IT and the D Show. No mercy.
Get busy living. Or get busy dying.
Hi, this is Martin Cove, John Kreese from the Karate Kid movie. And you're listening to IT and the D.
Are we at a break yet?
Los Angeles Police Department right now is actively searching for Mr. Simpson.
Hi, I'm Ernie Hudson, and you're listening to IT and the D. All you nerds out there.
Nerds.
What is a nerd?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
General West, Jackson has identified the seventh symbol.
This is Scott Steiner, Big Pump Pump. The IT and the D Show is your hookup. Holler if you hear me.
Run, Forrest, run!
Mosaic put a face to the web.
This is Robert Hayes, Lieutenant Stryker to my mother. When I'm not hanging out at the Magumbo Bar, I'm listening to the IT and the D Show. It's worse than Detroit.
Say what again?
there such thing as a meat hangover?
I love my Monday meat stick.
They're begging us. Please have a party. Feed us drink. Get us laid.
Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to the IT and the D Show. Tough guy. Ho!
You know, there's a million fine-looking women in the world, too. They don't all bring you lasagna at work. Most of them just cheat on you.
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
The question isn't what are we going to do. The question is what aren't we going to do.
Ludicrous speed! Sir, had you better buckle up? Now, buckle this. Ludicrous speed! Go!
Welcome. Thank you for hanging out with us once again. This is the one and only IT in the D Show, episode 194, broadcasting live here in Studio One in Podcast Detroit in beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan. This is Bob the Sales Guy. Dave the Geek is in the house. Nuri the FNG is stuck in the Bahamas at a fire festival. I'm just kidding. He's on business, but he's not here today. Find us online, itinthed.com. Follow us on all the social and subscribe to us wherever fine podcasts are sold. Do us a favor. Mark your calendars. Just hit the meat tab. There's so much crap going on. I don't even know where to start.
Well, we had Ann Arbor tomorrow night. We had the DMAs on Friday night. We got
Detroit Music Awards.
Yeah, we got the movie premiere Saturday. We've got Motor City Comic Con in short order after that. But before that, we have Converge and the MMC MRC Con and the other one-day things that we're doing.
So just go to the meat tab.
Just they're all there.
Not M-E-E-A-T, M-E-E-E-T.
Don't make us remember them, please.
Don't.
We just go where our calendars tell us to be.
Guest tonight, segment two, we got Randy and Ian in the house. Randy and Ian, I'm thinking of Twitters. Randy and Matt Thompson here doing a PenguinCon recap. We are, to say we're exhausted is an understatement. We spent every waking hour this from Friday through Sunday at PenguinCon.
Some of us had more waking hours than others.
Yeah, tell me about it. We'll talk about that. And then we're going to end the show with a very cool new technology from Kelly Siegel from National Tech Management, rethinking the way big companies and small companies are doing help desk. And sounds like it should be a fun conversation because that is one painful thing that everyone has to deal with wherever you're working.
And actually, here's a good segue, because the thing that's painful for everybody is taxes. But if you're a small business owner who struggles with tax stuff, don't stress, because freaking out and burying your head in sand will not solve your problems come tax time. What will help you is bringing FreshBooks into your world. FreshBooks is the ridiculously easy-to-use cloud accounting software that's made for people who can't stand doing their taxes, i.e., all of us who are not accountants and don't have the letter CPA after our name. Seriously, it will transform the way you handle your taxes, because FreshBooks keeps all your cash flow details in one place so you know exactly what invoices you sent, who's paid you, and what your income is. And the mobile app allows you to take pictures of your receipts and organizes them for later, which makes claiming expenses a total breeze. You can even get FreshBooks to import expenses directly from your bank accounts. Basically, it's everything you need to stay completely zen come tax time, not panicked. For a 30-day free trial, just go to freshbooks.com/IT and the D and enter the code IT and the D in how did you hear about us section. That's freshbooks.com/IT and the D and then enter IT and the D in the how did you hear about us section. So remember, the answer to all of the questions is IT and the D.
Indeed.
Your first name is IT and the D.
Right.
Your last name is IT and the D.
Coupon code.
There's no, still no F and Q in that
word. Yeah, there is. There is. Coupon code IT and the D. So for me, it's funny. I don't shameless self promotion, self plug. But today is Happy Notification Day. It shouldn't be. There's no more Happy Birthday. There's no more.
I don't always wish my friends Happy Birthday, but when I do, it's because Facebook told me to.
Right.
Stay living, my friends.
Oh, and throughout the day, I'm like, who the hell are half of these people? I'm just kidding. I knew who everyone was, but my phone. So this is the problem. I start day one of my new job, so I have to put it on LinkedIn.
Bling,
and that blast, and well,
bling,
the blast
bling,
didn't come out until about 5. So all day was happy birthday. So my phone's going off, maybe like 300-400. You know, I had to push the like button or say thank you.
Uh-huh.
And then the LinkedIn hit. And then it was worse. And I literally, the whole day I've spent, like, you're supposed to enjoy your birthday and your first day on the new job. and it's become a
chore.
Clear out your notifications tab on your social media. But I wouldn't have it any other day. I appreciate all the calls and the texts and the Facebook notes and all this stuff.
You know, you wouldn't have had that issue.
Where?
As if you were at the Chris Rock concert.
You goof, Chris Rock.
Chris Rock, in case you missed the memo, he was out here, did a show, and decided that he wanted, and kind of understand this and give people.
I don't.
I kind of give him credit for it.
I'm
not going to lie. He wants you to be engaged with the experience of being at the show instead of being the stereotypical asshole at a freaking event with your phone out, recording it and watching it through the screen on your phone instead of just paying attention to the venue that you're at.
I paid my ticket. I know what I'm getting into. I do what I want.
I say, let you crash.
If I want to sleep in my seat, I'm going to sleep in my seat. Chris, get hand in your phone. No.
You didn't have to hand in your phone. You just had to put it in a little yonder case, which is basically a Faraday cage. And
just hand in your phone.
Well,
no. And the first,
and if your phone was more important than the show, you could always go out to the lobby to the unlocking station and get your phone out.
Like the,
you could.
There's no concert on this planet. If Van Halen did a concert for just me and said, I got to keep my cell phone in the Faraday cage in the lobby, I'm like, you know what? Just cancel your plane tickets. I don't care if it's David Lee Roth. Even if it's Michael Anthony, too, and not freaking Wolfgang Van Halen.
Right.
I'm not doing it. I want to take one picture.
Well,
I got to check in and say I'm there.
They everything you bitch about, people doing. Yeah, they go, look at where I am.
No. I'm not the clown doing 3-minute, all videos. I'll take one or two, 15-second videos and take, 2 or 3 pictures. I'm entitled to do that. So I can not watch them tomorrow.
So Bob's entitled. That's what I took away from this concert.
Totally. I paid my ticket.
But the tickets usually say.
Said some different things. That he was trying to keep secrets, what he said, why he'd want to do that. I went. It was hilarious.
What was
He talked a little bit about Kwame Kilpatrick. He talked about his divorce. He talked about some people that he cheated with.
Right.
So he said, that's why I took your phone. It was actually kind of a funny thing. I've been to the events a lot. I'm a big phone guy. I love my phone.
He didn't want his audience to get subpoenaed. You know, in the impending divorce trial. I mean, it is what it is.
It's done. But it was actually enjoyable because, as you said, jerks that have to film everything, it's not fun.
Yeah.
And you're looking at flashes and crap. It's not fun.
Exactly.
I thought it was very appropriate, and I'm tied to my phone.
That's fair. No,
and
that's
then
fair.
There's the morons who take their iPads and record everything.
No, that's my children's concerts and my children's plays.
I was just at one before coming here.
Front row. They're holding it over their head.
You're not Lloyd Dobler in Say Anything with a boombox.
They can hold it chest level.
Well, and you look like a friggin' moron. You look like you're holding up like a 1902 camera up over your head.
Well, when I'm at Pine Knob, I'm 6'3". I already apologize to the people behind me because they can't see anything anyway. Mm-hmm. And if I do take a picture or video, I hold it at chin level. You don't need to have it. Yeah, Lloyd level.
Yeah, you don't have to be Dobler.
You know it's fun. The trolling this week has gotten pretty good. Two things happened. One, a nice young gentleman trolled ISIS and took over
over 250 of their Twitter accounts.
Right.
Yes.
Of jihadist Twitter
of
accounts.
Of ISIS accounts and filled them with gay porn.
So ISIS has vowed to kill this man.
They have vowed that they will find him and they will behead him. And they will post that video. So
because
either way, it's video of somebody getting head.
damn it. Because they know where those IPs emanated from.
Right.
That hacked their Twitter. Because it's just like an email header. Because
the guy can't figure out an onion, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
They got an email. They're doing a view source. I'm sure that's all.
And the other one is 4chan has been on a roll lately.
Dude,
an absolute.
Is it that 4chan's on a roll or the media is just getting progressively dumber?
Well, 4chan guy is crazy.
The media has been getting. We talk about this all the time. 10 Twitter posts these days constitute a viral news story.
Sources.
Right. Oh, outrage over the red Starbucks cup. It's one guy.
It's one guy.
Right.
It's like getting back to like the days of the FCC. Well, we got four letters, and we all know that each letter represents a million consumers that, well, that just didn't take the time to write in.
Oh, what was it back in the day? It was like the parents against something. Like going something, after wrestling.
Something, something, right. Dark side.
Yeah, but it was like emanated from like one
something,
lady.
Something, something, something.
Will complete. You stop talking?
But that's the point of a podcast, right, is the talk?
The talk, yeah. But the damn 4chan one was, hey, you know what would be funny? Let's tell everyone that the OK sign is really like for like white supremacy.
The alt-right.
The alt-right, like KKK. And let's like flood Twitter and let's see if we can make this happen. And guess what?
They did.
They took the bait and they ran. And it was horrible.
Wasn't that Trash Dove that you went off on?
Yeah, they did that too.
Like I do, I think like every person who works for a media outlet at this point should just have like their background picture should be Admiral Akbar. Just that their first thought when they read anything is, it's a trap, because it always is. It always is.
Check your sources. Isn't that what like 101?
Well, how do you not do? Because I mean, it's not that hard. As soon as you, like you do a Google image search. You look for the oldest date image. Guess where that comes from? 4chan.
Move yeah, on. Maybe it's coming from a message forum and there's no legitimacy. You know?
Maybe.
Right.
Just maybe. Speaking of legitimacy, I know you are a huge fan of not interacting with human beings. In general.
I like them for the most part. The problem is they can't handle me, so I don't like – because I always ask them nice
I like
things.
Persons. I hate people.
No, because I always like – I always try to be like the person. Hold on, I want to take this a step back because I need to clear. Like I don't ever answer how you doing, fine. I always answer something unique. When I'm making small, like the gas station clerk, usually my canned line is, "How's everybody treating you today?"
Yeah,
right. Like you know, and I don't
best
you know,
day of my life.
How's the weather? Right. I always and the people that are crank like
fine.
Right. And if you're cranky back to me, that angers me because I just went out of my way to try to like. Just be nice. So that's why I don't hate people in that sense where,
okay.
You know, I just don't – I don't – you know what I'm saying.
I do. So then are you excited about the McDonald's Uber partnership?
No. No.
But why? Because you'll get to interact
with
people. All
right, hold on. So Uber and McDonald's have done a partnership where they're basically doing Grubhub for McDonald's and Uber drivers are going to bring you McDonald's, right?
Like communism, this looks phenomenal on paper.
Yeah, but when you go drive through McDonald's, we all do, what's the first thing you do?
Burn my finger on a fry.
Right, and then you eat them. You eat fries.
And then burn my tongue on a fry.
Right, that's what the Coke's for.
Yeah.
But you exactly. Eat your fries. Because what happens when fries get cold?
They suck.
Brutally.
Yeah.
And have you ever figured out how to reheat them?
No, it doesn't work.
Right. So now
I don't know if they're like I don't know if they're actually made of some chemically inert material or what the hell it is, but no, you can't reheat McDonald's fries.
Microwave coffee, you can reheat everything else on the planet.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, if you want to be in a nut fries, yeah.
Have you tried an oven?
There's no way I'm turning. If I get delivery, I'm not turning on an oven, Randy.
Who's turning on an oven to reheat fast food?
I hate to jump in, but I got to ask you a question. You know, Uber drivers, if you don't put the address in. They can't figure out where they're going, and even they can't follow the directions. Have you ever tried to order from a McDonald's drive-thru? How many times did you tell them?
So
you put two and two together.
That's my concern.
What are you going to have?
We've had this conversation before. My primary economic indicator is how dumb are the people at drive-thrus. Because – no, it's legit.
And the Uber driver.
No, it's legit because like when you have – like when the economy is shit – you get some smart people, like some really, really smart people at the drive-thru windows. So like it's a trade-off. Like when I get like my order screwed up 9 times at like the Wendy's drive-thru, I'm angered, but I'm okay with it because it means the economy's doing well.
Like with me, Dunkin' Donuts, large coffee, one sugar. I get large coffee, one cream 70% of the time. I don't understand the disconnect. Like I want
how many times have we had that? I want a Tito's and Red Bull.
Right.
And a Coke. I get Tito's and Coke. I get Red Bull and Coke. I get Tito's, Red Bull and Coke all in one glass.
But the first time someone gets cold fries and they're soggy, which are the worst.
And then that Uber driver gets a 1-star review.
Totally.
That'll be the end of that service.
Totally. There's nothing on that menu that holds up. You have to scarf that stuff down. You know I love technology except when I don't. there's this article came out, and these these are, I'm going to straight up say whoever invented this app is a grade A butthole and you don't know anything about anything. There's an app out. Someone, Randy, find out who they are and tweet them that I'm talking about them. They're called Text to Ticket. And this app.
It's the state of California that came out with that app.
The state did?
The state of California.
I thought they approved it.
No, the state of California is all over this app.
Oh, you're a bunch. You're a whole state of butthole.
Stupid hippie granola.
No. So here's the concept.
Butthole certified.
Here's the concept. Here's Bob in his Volkswagen Passat texting away. Text. I'm on I-75.
Because
that's
anyone who's ever ridden in a car with Bob realizes he has knee on steering wheel, right hand phone, left hand either some sort of drink or some sort of food product.
Text. So now here's, let's call her Susie Rottencrotch to my right in a GMC Envoy. And she's going to pull out.
With her, I'd like to see the manager haircut.
Right, totally. Oh, yeah. Do you know who I am? Like with her white, dirty white tennis shoes. She's going to pull out her app, pull out, text it, open her app.
While she's driving.
And then she's going to videotape the process of me going text.
Right.
And then get my license plate while she's driving.
And then fade back behind you.
Right.
To get your
license plate. And then submit that to the state to get paid.
$5.
Is that all they're given?
$5.
Who are you people?
Uber drivers.
Seriously.
Say that.
Give them a $5 tip, Uber driver.
I feel
anything.
Like this was an idea that might have started on Fiverr.
No, the state app of California co-founder has co-opted. Jesse Day told Circa his team didn't see the service as a place for headhunters to cash in on texting drivers, but a way for users to help stop texting and driving in their communities.
And you're not supposed to use it while driving, only while on foot.
You're not gonna,
or in the passenger
you
seat.
Idiot bullshit.
There's a flash out there videotaping people on the
Seriously.
Freeway.
Seriously.
They have been mentioned on Twitter, so rip
away. You send it to them. That they're stupid.
Are you sure this isn't 4chan again?
No, it's legit. It's, honest to God, it's been banned, but like, yeah, you know, you need to stop. And then you know what else needs to stop? I love me some Amazon. I love me some Amazon.
We all do.
And I got me an Echo.
Yep.
And I got me all the things. And
yep.
I got me the Prime, delivery.
I've been on Prime since the day they offered it.
I'm your
it.
Biggest on, advocate. Yep. You just went full-fledged creepo, Amazon. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Amazon came out with a product called Look.
The Echo Look.
Look looks like a Canary or a Nest Cam. Something you would normally put on your front and back door as a normal human being.
Right. But no, that's not where this goes.
No, it goes another step further. This goes in your bedroom.
Yeah.
To help you with your style. And you can talk to it and say, take a picture, and it'll do a head to toe, and it'll suggest clothing items that would look good on you. In your current state of dress or undress, for that matter.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going a completely different direction.
Oh, no.
No.
But you know that's going to happen.
Your technique is off.
No, that's what's
going to
happen.
I can see a guy going, you know what we should do? Make a camera to help out the girls with the dresses, but really we look at them all day.
Nah, man. It's going to be like a bunch
the
of
Cookie
dudes.
Monster voice, though.
So yeah. Totally.
Cookie.
Did you use it for your sandals tonight?
I did.
It's going to be the Buffalo Bob. Would you do me? I'd do me. I'd so do me. Like, that's who's going to be talking
lotion
to Amazon. Look.
Sales go right through the roof.
Well, like, I want to, like, who's falling for this?
I got nothing. I don't know why they're doing it. I don't.
It should have been to half the people at PenguinCon. I'll tell you that right now. Oh, my.
That's not very accepting.
I'm accepting. I like everyone.
Hey, you all look great, except for when we.
Except when you don't.
Except for when we take pictures and post them. So speaking of stupid clothing choices, are you doing any shopping at Nordstrom this time?
No. I they get the new shart jeans.
Yes. Yeah, they do. So Nordstrom has decided that people want to look like they work hard without actually working hard. And so they will sell you jeans and jackets with fake mud on them.
For $425.
For $425.
Listen, you want a business proposition? I'll give you one.
Again, the boardroom. Walk me through the boardroom proposition.
You give me a $30 pair of Wranglers and then put some mud out in a field, and I'll go diving headfirst all day long, and I'll charge you $100, save you $300 on your jeans.
$212.50. We'll go 50%.
Fine. Fine. But, like, yeah, who says, like, and then, so then, of course, the first meme comes out with the shit your pants and piss your pants look on white pants, you know, like, hey, Nordstrom's new line of jeans. But, like, who's buying that?
God, I hope no one.
The ones with the, so they have like the fake tool thing on the side, like the Ultra Bow jeans. Like, that's where I put my hammer.
Oh, my God. I remember those.
So what's the upcharge if you go play pickup football with Brett Favre and your Wranglers out in the muddy field?
Right. Favre spent $30 on those, and Favre's a millionaire.
Wait, I got it. It's going to be a Uber driver McDonald's guy listening to his Echo.
See?
There you go.
You need someone in the fake mud pants in front of a look. Telling them how full of shit they are. And, but speaking of shit your pants,
oh boy,
Chipotle got hacked.
Oh boy.
So if you've shopped at a Chipotle anytime in the past, I think they said it was sometime in March through sometime in April.
So you need a new debit card and a new pair of shorts.
You need another new debit card to go buy new underwear because that's how that goes.
You know what? You know what could stop? You know what I hate more than anything? Like, we've talked about it all tonight. The stupid Facebook fads, and they go, oh, what the hell, I'll do it too.
No.
And no, I don't care about your 10 bands you've seen.
No.
But I don't care about the meme saying you don't care about the 10 bands.
Oh,
either.
You should, though, because it's funny. But here's an article that I thought was ridiculously over the top stupid. And we're all into cybersecurity, and we all try to be pretty careful / paranoid. And someone came out and basically said, you listing the concerts you went to is opening you up for social engineering hacks.
It can be.
I think that's bullshit.
It can be. So
how do you know if I saw Van Halen or AC/DC? I didn't, and Daft Punk.
Because if you've entered it like in a knowledge system about you before, that's one of the questions that can get that you can ask. You know, you
first
can
concert,
set up.
You ever seen it?
The only thing good about that article was the guy said what's your mother's maiden name, and it was like Dog Street Pony Butt.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the name of your street you grew up on? Like Champagne Lily. You know, idiot. Yeah. Like, it was just random.
Yeah, you never give the answer to the question that they're actually asking. You give, like, if somebody.
But then I would forget, though. That's the problem.
Well, but no, you just have to remember you. Like, so if they ask you for a first name, you use a last name. If they ask you for, you know, a color, you use a number. If you use just whatever kind of pattern of you being an asshole answering questions you want to remember, that's what you remember.
But people stupid.
True. The one, right. Actually, one I do want to hit on, because I thought, actually, there were two that were really interesting. One. We've been being lied to by TransUnion and Equifax this entire time, and they're getting the hell sued out of them by consumer bureaus. Apparently, the credit score that you and I see is not the credit score that a company sees when they run your credit score. Those are not the same scores.
What do they see?
They see a completely, in many cases, a completely different number. Like, let's say you think, hey, I've got Credit Karma. It says my credit score is 780. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling awesome. Life's good. I walk in to go do the car, and I buy a new car, and then they run my credit report. But TransUnion tells them, that's not what he has. Yours is different. It's a 680.
See, now I heard they're scrapping credit scores altogether, and they're not going after your history, but what you might do in the future.
It's the new trending algorithm. We talked about that last week, actually. Which is good because, I mean, that's especially with something, and I actually remember when I sat down, because there was a flag, like, because, I bought two cars last year, in December. And, when they ran my credit report the second time, they were like, oh, yeah, it gets a flag because, it's two big purchases, yada, yada, yada. And the lady actually told me, she told me this. She's like, yeah, the numbers we see aren't the same numbers you see in something like, Credit Karma. I'm like, really? And it's like, this story made me remember that conversation. I'm like, that's kind of full of shit. Like, that's supposed to be a thing that you monitor, you keep an eye on. And if it's not what the companies you're actually applying to see for credit, then what the hell's the point of having
– credit.
Yeah. Or what the hell's the point of having that out there?
There's a huge difference. I had the same thing when I went to go get a car loan. My credit rating was much higher. And then for the car loan, it was much lower. I mean, like 60, 70 point difference.
Yeah, just bizarre. Yeah.
As I'm looking at my phone, of course, Matt Thompson during my little rant, it says congrats on the new job on LinkedIn to me.
Yeah. So can, bing!
I know exactly. You clown. Hey, speaking of clowns, we're going to take a quick break.
Wait, there was one more.
Oh, no.
No, there was one more. The BrickerBot. I just thought that was interesting. Someone has taken, you know, we've talked a lot about the IoT devices getting hacked. And people taking over cameras and all that kind of stuff and turning them into a zombie network. Somebody called going by the nickname The Janitor has created something called BrickerBot that goes out and finds those openly accessible IoT devices and just kills them.
You should get a job as a janitor because why are you doing this to people?
He calls it internet chemotherapy.
No, because what if my dad wants a Nest and now you're screwing up
then
my
dad? Then you should lock down your dad's Nest cam so it doesn't become part of a zombie net.
Lock down what?
So that it's not an open port that people can hack and take over and turn into a Trojan.
Toilet.
It's a good thing.
It's not. You're how many people are advanced enough to like, oh, I'm going to lock down the port so I can, for a zombie net.
Then don't own the technology.
Toilet. If it's at Best Buy, I want to own it, whatever I want.
Oh, okay. Well, then walk in and go buy an automatic machine gun and have fun. Wait,
I do.
I know you do.
I take it to the range.
Touché.
Exactly.
But you wouldn't give one to say, Michael J. Fox.
But what's wrong with my old man having a damn webcam in the house?
Well, if it's something open that could be used to like be compromised and attack other systems, that's an issue.
Toilet. That's garbage.
Well, and that was
that people, that normal, average, everyday people need to be cognizant of that.
You're
that's
damn
a,
right they
garbage.
Do.
Garbage. No, that's on the companies putting that stuff out.
Your dad lock his door at night?
No.
Damn, we got other issues.
I don't either.
Oh, wacky mayhem.
Where do you live?
Exactly. I got guns and dogs. So
guns and dogs.
Speaking of dogs, we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna come back with Matt Thompson, Randy Walker, talking about recapping the hellacious weekend we had at PenguinCon. This is the IT in the D show, and we will be right back.
IT in the D. Read. Meet. Listen. Networking Detroit, one beer at a time.
Hey, this is John Schneider from Nip/Tuck Smallville, the haves and the have-nots. Oh, Dr. Quinn, hot in Cleveland, Secret Life of the American Teenager, and just about everything you can possibly imagine. And oh, yeah, the Dukes of Hazzard. You're listening to Bob and Dave. It's the IT in the D show.
ITinTheD.com.
Welcome back, segment 2, episode 194. This is the IT in the D show, broadcasting here in Studio 1 in Podcast Detroit. Beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan. This is Bob, the sales guy, hanging out with Dave the Geek. Nuri the FNG is at the Fire Festival in the Bahamas. Find us online.
In a U.S. aid relief tent.
We didn't talk about that $100 million lawsuit. Yeah. Oh, my God. That kid's 25. Good luck with that, buddy.
Yeah.
Good luck. We're all cheering for you. No, we're not. Find us online, itinthed.com, where you will find all the things on how to follow us, subscribe to us, or anything else you feel like doing or don't doing. But hey, this segment is brought to you by our friends at Blue Apron. Springtime is a great time to hit the reset button, tackle personal goals like getting fit, cleaning, and cooking. Those were my goals. I said, I'm going to get a bunch of moving boxes. I had a week off, and I'm going to clean out all the crap in the house, and I'm going to go on a diet and get fit, and then I go to PenguinCon, and I
Listen,
how don't.
That, how'd that work out
I
for you?
I clean nothing, and I ate everything.
And drank all the things.
You know, luckily, Blue Apron makes incredible home cooking easy and accessible. They deliver seasonal recipes, step-by-step instructions, pre-portioned ingredients right to your door for less than 10 bucks a meal. If you've never seen it.
I'm not going to lie. Like, that's one of the coolest things they do. Like, you don't have to figure out, all right, so I'm going to cook X. Because, I suck at cooking for anything less than 10 people. Like, I don't know how.
So you have double of everything. I buy double of everything,
It's the Italian great-grandmother that, like, you know, I spent summers with. Like, I don't know how to cook for less than 10 people. This actually helps you. Here is the exact amount of meat you need. Here is the exact amount of stuff you need. Yeah.
And the best thing is you can have it delivered any day you want, whatever's convenient for you, how many meals you want, and there's no weekly commitment. So just it can you know, we've turned it off and on a few times.
Yep.
Hey, we're busy for the next month. We turn it off, then we turn it back on. But hey, some of the and this is restaurant quality. This is stuff you'll never cook at home. But
and these sound good.
These are amazing. Some of the meals in May include beef teriyaki stir fry, sugar snap peas and lime rice, baked spinach and egg flatbread, sauteed asparagus, lemon aioli, three cheese and baby broccoli stramboli, tomato and oregano dipping sauce, and crispy this one sounds good.
Stromboli.
Stromboli, that's what I said. And crispy.
No, you didn't. Hurt my ears when you tried it. Stromboli.
And crispy salmon and roasted potato salad with pickled mustard seeds and creme fraiche.
Creme fraiche.
I thought they couldn't do it anymore after South Park just butchered it. But no, seriously, this is the one time where I always talk about this, where the family gets together. We have a 12 and a 10-year-old that we'll give them enough to be dangerous. Yep. Like, we watch Chopped at home and Food Network like religion. So it's like we always feel like, hey, and we're cooking these meals that, like, I'm not cooking what I just talked about at home. Like,
not with all this stuff showing up. Nope.
No, exactly. So do us a favor. Check out this week's menu. Get your first three meals for free and free shipping by going to blueapron.com/D. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals. So do us a favor. Don't wait. blueapron.com/D. It's a better way to cook. And thank you for the support.
Awesome.
Three meals and, yeah, that's phenomenal. So we got Randy Walker, Matt Thompson here, a.k.a.
We're talking about PangoCon, so I'm just going to play this clip quick.
They're begging us. Please have a party. Feed us drinks. Get us laid.
Which happened. No, I don't know about the other part, but the first part happened. Randy and Matt were basically our bouncers this weekend.
Seriously, I'm putting this on the record. You guys are friggin' phenomenal. You are outstanding. You are, at least as of right now, two of my favorite people. We could not have done what we did without it being we. It could not have been.
That's a new drop for.
Yes, I went from Tribbles. Internet stalker to phenomenal in less than 2 years.
No, there's still bad touch. I'm still worried. This is like just a long game for you to make Bob and Dave.
Anyone
suits.
With cartoon avatar still scares us on Twitter. But no, seriously, the beautiful thing with PenguinCon, if you didn't listen last week or haven't followed us for a while, it's
as long as you're not Jay Maynard. Well, AKA Tron guy.
It's it's people ran and people driven, meaning if you're good at something, do something.
What are we good at doing?
Throwing parties, drinking and making ourselves laugh.
Drinking and 80s music. That's what we're good at.
But the thing is, they don't have like the official after party. What they did is put it in the hands of the people. Open up the floors of the hotel and open door policy. Like if someone – and everyone's got their own rules and does it differently.
Yeah.
We decided 80s music, a lot of alcohol, open door policy.
Yep.
No rules. You
still had to be 21 to get in.
Well, 21, yeah.
Because we had a couple of underagers that attempted to make their way in this year.
The year before, we didn't have that. So this year, the first person under 21 shows up and I go, I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, what do we do? He's like, don't let them in. I'm like, okay, sorry.
And
you can't
that was
go
the
in.
Best comment. Matt goes, what's the cutoff date to get in? And I'm like, I'm Googling
that's
it.
The worst part. Like, and this is like at 9 o'clock, so it's not like we were even hammered. Like, we hadn't even really started drinking. You're like, Dave, what's the cutoff date? What's the cutoff date for you? I'm like, today's date minus 21.
We didn't want to be like the year off, and then all of a sudden we get in trouble. But like, imagine it's basically two hotel rooms adjoined. Picture it's about like the size
a
of
a pretty good sized suite. Right. Is what we had.
Right, no bed in it. Yep. No couch, just chairs and
yeah. Like if you've ever been like in an executive suite at a hotel and that where they have like yes you have your bedroom off to the side behind another door, but then you have like you know a kitchen and you know a meeting room area and you know a TV and all that kind of stuff.
So as the door that was open, it was a double door, and as you walked in, all you saw was like my disco lights. And like this, it was right in the front, and me playing really bad 80s music.
After you had followed the sound from three floors away to find out where it was coming
there
from.
There was complaints. We were on floor five. Apparently there was
somebody on eight.
Complaints coming from eight. I got told they were having seizures from the bass. And yet it was, I hate the phrase butts to nuts, but I can't know how to, it was butts to nuts. The entire room.
It was so crowded. So
and
hot.
And the temperature. And we had the windows open, fans blasting.
Saturday night we had fans going like mad.
AC on 60. And it must have been 80 to 90 degrees in
we
that
room. We had five fans in the room.
Yeah.
And they didn't do a thing.
Yeah. My favorite memory of the entire night was some guy walked in with a shirt on. And all of a sudden there's like a whole line of people trying to come in. This sweaty big guy just comes out, no shirt on. Like at some point in the night, he just ripped his shirt off, was just partying with no shirt on, walks out of the suite.
I saw him do it, and the instinct in me as a DJ went to go grab a mic, and I remembered I stopped myself from plugging the mics in. Yeah. And I was like, that was the best thing probably for all of us that I did not have a microphone.
Is that Friday?
Both nights. I didn't bother putting the mics on. But I was going to say, like, you know, I was going to tell him to take his pants off, too. And I, you know.
Thank you for.
Yeah, wow. I just wanted to be.
Thank you for not that.
Just to, like, you know.
Because odds are good he would have.
Yeah, that would have went from favorite memory to least favorite memory real quick. Like
at PenguinCon, though, you know. So, I mean.
Well, so, like, that's the. Like, so let's talk about. We had a room full of people. Those people were comprised of a few people that took us at face value and showed up in 80s clothes. We had people dressed as pirates. We had people this honestly, my favorite moment was when the other room parties come to your party and bring you drinks.
Mm-hmm.
You win.
We didn't intend to have the other parties concede.
So, yeah, there was a competition for best party, and, you know, we won because there was no competition.
Because us. No, but I was like, you know, the guys from Barfleet, you know, came down and brought us, an amazingly strong drink. Wow.
Is that what you call it?
Dude, you didn't see them when they were making it.
Yeah, I did.
Because, I thought you had to go back to the DJ booth before they were done. No, you did bring one with you. Yeah, I tasted it.
I tried to give Bob a second one, and he said, yeah, no.
It was something, and 190 proof something.
So, and, all, just wow. We actually tallied up the first night while we went through, 550 wristbands?
And so Friday night was, 550 wristbands, 850 solo cups. 2 kegs destroyed, 13 half gallons of vodka gone, 2 bottles of Fireball, 2 bottles of Jaeger, and other miscellaneous sundry 60 stuff.
60 PBRs.
Yeah, 2 30 packs of PBR. Which was mostly you.
Right.
Was it just Bob?
pretty much.
They were all stacked on top of the speaker.
Dude, that's the first thing. So Saturday afternoon, I meet these guys, and I go walking into the room, and the first thing I see is just a massive collection of cans on top of both speakers. And I'm like, is he even aware that that's what he was doing? Because God damn it.
And I hate people putting their drinks on my speakers.
I know you do. That's
what... And I go, because it's mine. It's okay.
Sounds like it's a good thing there were no beds there.
Oh,
no. Yes, actually, yes. But no, so we had just a phenomenal cross-section of people. And hats off to Bob. Dude, you are very, very good at what you do. And, like, there – people, like, with every next song – like, and I think that was part of our problem is that people might have left if at any point in time there was a song that they didn't like came on. But with every next song that hit, it was like, oh, my God, it's this. I love this song. And then the next song, oh, my God, it's this song. I love
it. I didn't think it was humanly possible to go 5 hours straight 80s. Like, I was struggling at one point. Like, I'm asking Tulio, a buddy of mine, for help. I'm like, and he goes, you know what you're – he always looked at me and goes, like, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. Then I get in a groove and then it was, you know. But, like, the one thing I didn't want to do was get so blasted that I kept I couldn't see the computer screen and kept repeating songs.
Yeah, so that was a marked improvement. Like, we did not have any incidents this year where you passed out.
Standing up
behind the DJ equipment, playing It's Tricky 6 times in a row. I walked over and smacked him. He was like, what? I'm like, dude, you're knocked out. I'm not. Look at your playlist.
Yeah, the only time it was silence was when I had to go do the shot with you guys.
Yeah, exactly. And there was like 3 seconds of silence where, of course, I started the DJ Sucks chant.
Right, of course.
So you should have seen the looks we got at Meijer Saturday afternoon buying all the supplies for Saturday night's party.
I heard about all the looks you got when you came into the lobby.
That too, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had 2 carts at Meijer. We loaded up with another, 14, 12 half gallons of vodka.
Plus. 4 kegs.
4 kegs of
from falling down. And by the way, Mark, if I had a dollar for every time the words Tenon to Quinder and Warren came out of my mouth, wow. People actually, I was kind of surprised. Like, the Scurvy Dan was an okay hit. People kept commenting on the mother cluster.
They loved it.
Like, they could not get enough of that.
Yeah, I saw that online. Like, yeah. The cream ale was all it was so good.
Well, I think it helps when you're the only part of that serves draft beer. That's ice cold.
Yeah.
Somebody was serving warm beer?
No, they just weren't. Here's a can of beer, or here's mixed drinks.
That's falling down. It's falling down. Yeah,
it's really good. That's the first time I've ever had it. So, kudos to.
But all I know is the inner Danny Glover in me just came out and for multiple times tonight.
Too old for this shit.
Getting way too old for this shit. Like, it just brought back, like, you know, I was sitting there and I'm like, this just reminds me of like post bar 98. And I go, 44-year-old Bob just can't do post bar 98 anymore. Like, it just can't. Like,
which is sad because 45-year-old Dave hopped in an Uber and went down to Lafayette after we were done.
You're
Friday
a clown,
night.
Dude.
So crazy.
The fact that someone told me that they're getting a seizure from the bass, which was such a feather in my cap, I'm like,
I mean, that's going to be a ribbon next year.
Gave seizure.
Yeah, but that was before 8 o'clock too.
Yeah, that was like your pre-party warm up music.
You were just testing.
I like
seizure in the D.
That's my bad. I sent her to you.
But no, like, it's funny. They just let us go. Like, I thought for sure the hotel was going to shut us down.
Well, Nuri came by, and he did his duty as the hotel liaison and did let Matt know that ops might stop by at some point in time to let us know that we might be over capacity, and we would have to figure that out at that point in time. Personally, I think ops may have stopped by at some point, looked inside, and didn't want to incite a riot.
Yeah. Ops was in there partying.
I know they weren't.
See, I was going to say, I did my job as bouncer, and then when the man came by, I told him, you know what? You go on and get.
But, like, the last, you know, I remember the first year of PangoCon, we did really good going to, like, all the different classes, whatever you call them.
Panels.
All the different panels. Last year, we did, like, half and half. We threw a half-ass party and did, like, six, eight
panels. Did a lot of panels, yeah.
This year, we did three panels, but, like, I was spent, like, just doing, like, the energy spent. Putting these on.
Matt and I didn't actually make it to any panels because we were doing party logistics, planning, party whatever.
And Randy, God bless you. I forget, it was Sunday morning and like everything was locked up and I get out of bed at like 11:30 in the morning and there's Randy just standing by the door just waiting. I'm like, you're a good Pete.
I love you, man.
Then we walked in the room and we're like, oh my God, what just happened?
Oh, it smelled like a frat house.
I'm so mad because I forgot both Saturday morning and Sunday morning. I wanted to take a picture of the aftermath and I completely forgot.
You know, it was underwhelming.
I got
for
before
how many
pictures
we had there. I mean,
I think everybody at PangoCon though was very cool. Like
that's the cool. Like we had like our trash cans were full.
But like I had a guy come up to me, basically said, hey, can I rinse out my cup and put it back by you because I'm coming back? And I go, just throw in the garbage, get another cup. You know what I mean? Like, what are you asking me to rinse out? Like, they were being, I just want to recycle. I want to be cool. And I'm like,
I had somebody who wouldn't leave me alone until I took his $20.
Oh,
I saw that.
Yeah, he was like, he's like, you know, like, are we kicking it? I'm like, no, dude, we're good, we're good. He's like, no, take it. I'm like, no, we're good. He's like, would you just shut up and take it? I'm like, but we don't want it. He's like, would you take fine, I'll take it.
Right. So, yeah, and of course, like, if you walk in this room, like, I had the stupid LED lights behind my head, then lasers, like, the whole
– freaking lasers.
Like, I wanted a fog machine. That's what I – like, this
whole – we were told we weren't allowed
yeah,
to
yeah, I know, but audience. That's – I need that for next year.
The joke about the swamp cooler. I think the swamp cooler is going to happen next year.
I don't – dude, I had one right in front of me Saturday night. It really didn't make a hell of a lot of difference. Mm.
For the neophyte, what is that?
It's basically, like, you put – cold water into like a vat and then it runs up into a fan and it's what like NFL football
it's like redneck air conditioning.
Oh. Yeah, that's not gonna work. It's just everyone's just gonna be wet. That's not gonna work.
I don't see a problem
still
with that.
Overweight yeah. guys ripping their shirts off running
that
around.
Too right
but on we had like a tinsel guy showed up, which I still have no idea what in the ever living hell that was.
You put prizes for best costume, so like I think people thought we're giving prizes, but we did.
No, I think he was dressed like that anyway.
Oh. No, we did though. Free alcohol. I don't know.
Right? Yeah, you know. And I was.
You want a ring popping? You want a ring?
Yeah, right.
Everyone gets a ring pop. I was. It was fun. I'm not gonna lie. Hanging out behind the bar and being selective about who we would hand out shots to, just because I mean they're like I God love them, but like the little 22-year-old kids that were just getting hammered. you don't need shots. You don't. Yeah, have a beer.
One of them came next door to my room and downed half a coffee mug full of Fireball.
Have a beer. Oh, have some of the vodka punch. Do your thing. Whatever. But, like, you know, the people that were our age that were showing up and hanging out, come on. Hey, what do you need?
As if. What's the date and location of next year?
It's the Southfield Westin. Yeah. It's a week later. No, so it's not going to be our birthday weekend, Bob.
Good.
I don't know how we're going to handle it.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
So it's the
May 4th through 6th.
Yes.
So it's going to fall in Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah. Oh, good God.
I can't do Mexican music for – I'm not going to do reggaeton for 5 hours. But no, honestly, Matt and Randy, on behalf of me and Dave and everyone IT and the D, and just honestly, thank you guys. We couldn't have done it without you.
Literally.
So fun. And you do so much for us, so happy to give back.
We sincerely appreciate it, and we couldn't stop talking about you guys all weekend. It wouldn't have happened.
No, and the panels we did, I mean, two of them were good. The intro to podcasting panel, I think, went really, really well.
It was phenomenal.
The finding your creative niche thing was cool.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Shout out to Tommy, the blind film critic. That man is amazing. He's hilarious. He has such a phenomenal outlook on life. Guy's been blind since birth, and he reviews and critiques movies. It's amazing. That's the look I had. I had the Sony dog look on my face at first. I was like, But it, like, listening to him talking, it's all about the experience.
No, but here's this guy who's amazing, and he's funny, and he does this stuff, and he asks for user submitted questions, and the number one question he gets is, how do you know when you're done wiping your ass?
I really wanted the answer to that.
Like, I know, I do too.
So I really, like, when we're in the panel and he mentioned that, I'm like, well, so what's the answer to that question?
So, Tommy? No, it's like in UHF with a Rubik's Cube. Is this it? Mm-hmm. Nope. Is this it? Nope. Sorry, I had to go there. But yeah, no, I already can't wait for next year. I mean, the group of people that this thing assembles, like, people drive in from all over.
Dude, anywhere. I got a phone call today from a guy in Indianapolis who came to PenguinCon, who's going to move to Detroit and wants to start a podcast with us because he sat in our intro to podcasting panel.
Detroit is the hotbed of podcasting.
Exactly. Yeah, we're all just – but nuts. I mean, and we did. I mean, we had some really good Q&A. Like, I thought, you know, just the whole thing about, you know, yeah, you can get started in your kitchen and all that, but, you know, and why a studio and why not a studio and what you need and what – but just, like, you know, and how much do numbers – it's just a lot of good Q&A from people that – I mean, this is a growing genre, and it's a growing medium, and I was really happy to see so many people in the room that were actually interested in it.
And what are the pros and cons of joining a podcast network?
Shut up, Randy.
Well, it depends on which one you join. So, I mean, like that panel, I'm not going to lie.
We're not doing that next year.
No, the Podcasting Networks panel was kind of lame. It was there. There's so many different viewpoints and so many different, like, takes on what that is and what that means and what that entails. It is what it is. But no, like, next year, I'd like to see us get a little bit more engaged on that front next year. Like, I'd like us to do, like, you know, we did the Ten Commandments of Networking last year.
And how not to suck a job search.
Yeah.
I think
we need to get back, you know, maybe do 6-8 next year and see how it goes. Biggest lesson learned, dude, Thursday check-in next year for damn sure.
And Monday check-out.
Yep.
Vitamin B.
I was fine.
I wasn't. Once I ate the bacon downstairs, that set me so straight.
Bacon. I'm gonna put him on blast for just like, God bless Brad from 8-Bit Waffles. As he sat there with us, looking like he was about to die Sunday morning, he hung for the entire weekend. He took a shift on the door apparently at some point, and then just hurled his brains out all morning Sunday.
So we broke Brad.
We broke him.
Well, we had people that wanted to help, and then we had people you forced to help. You're like, Bagel, watch the bar, and then like an hour later, you showed back up. Like,
everything's on fire,
right? Like,
what's going wrong?
He owed us for crashing our panel with a goddamn bagel and cream cheese
2 years ago. All right, hey, we're going to take another quick break. We're going to be back. Kelly Siegel from National Tech Management.
So, but for those that are looking and you want to pay attention for next year, it is penguicon.org. The registration is up and running.
All things PenguinCon.
Randy, you bought your ticket while we were sitting in closing ceremonies.
I have a ticket already.
And if you didn't get enough of tech at PangoCon this weekend, I got a quick shout out for Self Conference. It's coming up May 19th and 20th at the Motor City Casino, selfconference.org. It's a fantastic tech presentations, soft talks, all sorts of good stuff.
That's Motor City Comic Con weekend.
Yeah, I know. That I mean,
sucks to be them.
Yeah.
As I was saying, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with Kelly Siegel, who's been patient with us from National Tech Management. This is the IT and the D Show, and we will be right back.
IT and the D. Read, meet, listen. Networking Detroit. One beer at a time.
Hi, I'm Brittany Daniel from The Game, and you're listening to IT and the D Show.
ITandTheD.com.
Welcome back, segment 3, episode 194. This is the IT and the D Show, broadcasted
it's
live.
Always, it, why is it always the shit right before the break ends?
Broadcasting live here, Studio One, Podcast Detroit, in beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan. This is Bob, the sales guy, hanging out with Dave the Geek, Nuri the F&G's, and stranded in the Bahamas at the Fire Festival. Find us online. IT and the
John
D.
Rule's name.
Exactly.
And Kendall Jenner. And whoever
she got a
else
$250,000 for that. Find us online, itandthed.com. We don't talk about it, but like May 5th is the deadline for the Career Academy up in Flint. So if you, if you know anyone that's interested in a career in IT that maybe was laid off from a retail establishment or from an auto company or anything else that's going on.
Just wants to get an IT.
Look us up on the Learn tab. And we're partnering up with MEDC and Goodwill, giving free training and entry-level jobs.
Certifications, and yeah. No, and it's itandthed.com/careeracademy has the announcement and all the info and how to get out to it, and yeah. And then don't forget, tomorrow night we'll be in Ann Arbor at Connor O'Neill's, returning there for the next Ann Arbor event, so that'll start at 5 o'clock. And we'll be at Nancy Whiskey on 518, which was just named one of the best, most authentic dive bars in the nation by the Washington Post.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the note that came in through IT and the D. Lady shot us a note. She was like, hey, my first event was Nancy Whiskey. Imagine my surprise when I see this article come out from the Washington Post. Good looking out, guys. Thanks for introducing me to a really cool spot. Awesome.
Wow, nice. But hey, you've been real patient with us. Kelly Siegel's in the house. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, before we get rolling, the segment's going to be brought to you by HostGator. Whether you're a small business owner, a first-time blogger, or an experienced web pro, HostGator has all the tools you need to build and host your website. From design and marketing services to intuitive website builders, HostGator is with you every step of the way. Their drag-and-drop website builder and mobile-friendly templates make it easy to create great-looking websites that are accessible on any device fast. And because HostGator doesn't cap the amount of size and files that you can transfer or upload, the opportunities are endless. You can create as many email addresses and forwards as you need. Speaking of all those email addresses that come into IT and the D and Podcast Detroit, that all it's really just you and I and just and people, but people send them to different email addresses and we get them. Not to mention HostGator's 24/7 expert support is always available to assist you via live chat or email anytime you have a question. You can even kick off your advertising with $100 worth of credits in Google AdWords and Yahoo Bing. And if for whatever reason you decide that HostGator is not for you, it's no problem because there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Here's the deal. See what HostGator can do for you and your website. Go to HostGator.com/ITandTheD to sign up today. And right now, our listeners are going to get 60% off. That's 60% off. Just go to HostGator.com/ITandTheD. And as always, guys, thanks for the support.
Absolutely. Thank you for the support. Good stuff, by the way. They kill it.
They do. Like in our running tagline, it is so easy, a Bob can do it.
True story. True story. Kelly Siegel's in the house, speaking of which, from National Tech Management. I got a note from a friend of mine saying, you need to have this guy on. He's changing the way, I guess, people are looking at or doing help desk. And just talking to you a little bit in the green room, it's like you are I think you struck a chord with the way people are looking at – your software is called Streamline IT.
That's correct. Correct. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Appreciate it. It's a good time. Learned a lot about Uber drivers and McDonald's, and I'm not going to miss that party to save my life next year. And, I'm going to be behind the DJ booth, and I'm going to actually want a microphone.
With fake muddy jeans, hopefully.
Absolutely. And one of those, what was the thing called, a love machine or whatever?
What?
To tell me if I look good or not?
Oh, yeah,
the look? The echo look?
The look. The echo look, yeah.
Yeah. So I learned a lot here this today.
Nice, nice. So I guess talk to me about this process. How did you start I guess, why did you start, you know, kind of building what you built?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, let's talk about the company in the background and get to what you have going on.
Well, National Technology Management's been in business for 20 years. It's a series of companies that I acquired over the years, and I've went out and bought cabling companies and video surveillance companies, and I'm not technical like all you guys. I mean, you use the acronyms, and you're smart as can be. And
Bob's not technical.
Shh. Don't say anything. So I don't really know what I don't know. I just know that I want to deliver a customer delight process where people's computers work and your dad can, you know, have Internet of Things where
webcam and not be worried about it.
And not be worried about it. And just get an experience that's not like one that you do with the airline where you call the airline to get anything done and, sir, we can't do that. I mean, our customer service.
And we'll kick your ass while you're on our plane.
Pretty much. You know, customer service nowadays is just non-existent. I mean, we have really watered down what we deliver anymore, and it's standard because it's commoditized. And I just looked at my partner at the time, my business partner, and I said, IT can't be this difficult. And I set out to try to automate a lot of the things that a lot of the tough network admins and network engineers do. And what do you know? It works. I took a lot of the day-to-day stuff, and we wrote scripts and wrote this software, and I was pitching it to somebody, and I'm like, you know who this would be perfect for? Big IT departments, because it lowers the overhead and makes them more efficient, and it's one platform and one portal for them to have every single piece of their information at their fingertips. I mean, from
– Now, it's not a dashboard, right?
It's not a dashboard, but it's a platform. Think of it as a suppository. Not a suppository like what you want. Yeah, I don't know. You might need one. It's just a platform for people to put all their information, and it tracks everything. I mean, from their computer.
Repository. Tentacles. MT. Yeah.
I told you I wasn't smart. You guys served me this beer. I don't know. I'm surprised that I'm still in my clothes on right now.
Brought to you by Falling Down.
Yes. There you go. So it manages everything from cell phones all the way through to the endpoint manager, all the way through to email and anything cloud-based, their phones, you name it.
So, I mean, what did the process look like before? What did they have to do before, and what are they doing now? Well, I guess, what did you do to change that?
The process, and we all know, most people, as they hate their phone company, you know, AT&T, they also now hate their IT company. And I wanted to change that. And we take exactly our customer satisfaction survey and put it right on our website, and it's real time. So if anybody logs onto our tickets and gives us two or three, you know, we did a bad job, it's going to show. So that's pretty ballsy. And we have a process and a procedure, and now this platform and this software that you just can't beat it. And I've had a year of data to prove that it works, and I'm just out now just showing that it works. And it's different. It's a lot like we talk about Uber delivering McDonald's. I mean,
right.
It's that different.
So is it just I guess I want to make sure we get this, you know, understood properly. So is it just a remote help desk system, or are you guys actually doing the on-site fixing with remote desktops, that sort of thing too?
There's two different flavors. Actually, there's three different flavors. There's one that's just, we're going to give you the software and we're going to give you the platform and you run it. We're going to teach you how to run it.
Okay.
It's like an automation, streamlined automation. Yes. And then there's also one where we do a co-managed, where you do the majority of it and you ship the hard tickets to us. And then there's one where we just do everything. So that is really the three. What we're finding is the middle tier to be very, very good. We have some very big companies in that we would know, that I don't know if I can say their names, but there's companies that are using it, and we all know, and we've worked with them, and they would say, wow, we have seen our tickets, our issues, meaning an end user can't work. We've watched those tickets drop in 50%, which is significant. So if your computer breaks half as less of the time, you're happy. And for me, every time it breaks, I got to send somebody, or somebody on the team has to go, it's not profitable.
Right.
But we're really talking about the collateral damage. We want everybody to be happy and be profitable in this world. So if you're not looking at your computer and you can't, and it's not working, or it's always working, you're a lot happier.
Oh, absolutely. Like I remember, back when I ran a help desk, I used to tell my guys, you know what? Once every like 2 weeks, just send out an email that says everything is fine. No systems are being taken offline for maintenance. Life's good. Don't worry about it. Because the only – like it's that, you know, that helped – you know, people always hate the IT department because it's always, well, you can't do that because that's down, or you can't do this because that's down. So, I mean, it becomes
standard too.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you say that because we just today, first of the month, sent out all our bills. And then we also sent out all of our, we call them executive summaries, because the software works so well that we don't go see them. And that was a big, big change. So you ask what people are doing.
And you're not summoned to see them.
Right. Because it worked. And you know what? They don't care. So listen, I'm gonna bill you a lot, but you're going to be happy because we're quiet.
Right.
We're selling silence. And you ask what other people were doing. What other people are doing in my competition, and I love you all, and everybody, we all know each other, is they're still doing that traditional break fix and reactive IT. And you know, it's demoralizing to everybody in the game, including the guy that has to show up or the girl that shows up, to have to fix that. Like, I didn't do anything, and my computer's broken. But yet we all know we were surfing 85
different
things.
Sure, you didn't do anything.
Yes, right. Nothing's changed. I don't get it. It's like, yeah, nothing's changed. You don't use the internet 50 times more than we used to. So it works. We have the data to prove it, and we're just taking it to the marketplace.
And no one calls the help desk because they're having a great day.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, the efficiencies that we have half as many tickets, but we're doing those half as many tickets with half as many people on top of it. So, and our mean time to resolve is right around 3 hours. And remember, we sell phones, computers, access control, video surveillance.
Okay.
All the equipment that it takes to run all this, as well as the IT. So our tickets can be anything.
A lot of different breakpoints.
In 3 hours, we'll have you fixed. That's pretty impressive. That's damn near real time.
It is.
So we keep trying to break it, and I keep trying to break it, and we haven't been able to yet. So we'll see what the next round is. We just added total mobile device management. You guys know the security that evolves around this.
So you're dealing with like BYOD and all that kind of nonsense.
We do both, but we also sell the phones now too. We found out that, hey, if we're going to support it, we might as well sell them. So we got a wholesale deal with that. So you can literally open an office from us, and we're opening a company in Pontiac, a new customer, that we're doing everything. And we're going to make it really, really unique because we're putting specific cool cameras, and we're going to make it a kind of a showcase for our place. And realistically, instead of going to 9 or 10 different vendors, you just call NTM. And away we go. So that's an easy part. But this streamline IT is where we believe it to be. We got some big people backing us and believing in us. And you know, I'm just a dumb guy that just thinks that this has got to be easier, and I just keep trying. And the companies that are real technical say to me, you know, it's because you're a telecom guy and not an IT. And I don't know what that means, but.
Well, no, but I mean, if you think about it, I mean, that's kind of par for the course for where things are these days. I mean, the days of, hey, you know what, give me $1 million and I'll build you a website that'll make you $10 million are gone. They're long since gone. But you know what, give me $1 million and I'll set up some processes for you that'll save you $10 million. People will listen to that story all day, every day.
Well, it's funny you say that too, is we have a process for help desk that nobody else uses that I'll share with anybody. We just schedule our tickets on our engineer's desk. And try it. Go try it tomorrow in your help desk and watch everybody quit. Well, they do it, and it sets them free. I get about 150% utilization out of my guys, which I track. So when they're ready to fall over, I know I got to hire another one. So everything is data-driven. It is. I'm not making best guesses. I'm making educated decisions with data.
Steve seems cranky today. Maybe we should lay off the tickets.
That's the crazy thing about the help desk stuff. When my brother-in-law started in it, he was like one of the top employees for three things. He showed up. He did his tickets on time, and he didn't smoke pot. And it's amazing that that's all it takes.
You have a tech that doesn't smoke pot,
right? Like, but I mean, it's amazing to me that those are the three criteria just to be good help
for being outstanding in the help desk field.
Right.
And I tell you, but scripting the days is where it's at. I mean, you give guys. We've all looked at help desks, and help desk has X amount of tickets. Most of them have a couple hundred tickets, but when we grab those tickets, we put them right in order, and the guys don't leave until they're done. We have like less than 30 tickets on our board every day. That's it, less than 30. And we service 260 customers
from a conglomeration of
260 different customers. It's unheard of, and we keep doing it, and we had a couple of guys that were out We were very thin last week, so it exploded to 60 tickets, and then everybody stayed late today, and I didn't look at the last numbers, but I'll guarantee I walk in tomorrow, there'll be under 30 tickets, which is, if you go to any, ask any anybody that is a help desk, they'll have several hundred tickets.
When I ran a help desk, we had 300 employees, and I don't think we were ever under 30, so.
It's a process, and it works. And it's also, too, in that platform, in our Streamline IT platform, is everything our guys need to support that customer. There isn't like, oh, where's the password to GoDaddy? It's in there. What does the firewall configuration look like? It's there, copied, as a matter of fact. And if there's an issue where the firewall just blows up, you grab the copy, you put it on a new one, you rush it out there.
I have to call Microsoft. No.
No. No, please don't. We don't have a couple hours to do that. We just hit the little API, it connects to Microsoft, and we do everything we need to do. It gets streamlined, guys. That's why the name of it is.
So what does the ROI look like for somebody, you know, a company that wants to take a look at this, you know, compared to running their own internal support help desk?
Well, it's cliche. It's 90 days if you include people.
Okay.
If you include people and they give you all the information that they need or that you need, I mean, what I mean is we got a checklist of about 4 pages of information that the customer has to supply to us that we put in there.
And I'm sure they're all extremely forthcoming with giving you all that.
They are, but they don't know where to find it. You know, it literally is. I mean, think about it. Think about your business and you know, there's information that you know you don't have, but you're like, well, if I hold the gun to my head, I can find it.
Yeah.
Or I can send an email to somebody and get it. We make sure we find it because when we need it, we need it.
Yeah.
And I make it a point to get some of the things that are very, very important. I make that my guys get it. And I have a fabulous team. My team is outstanding. I got a bunch of millennials and mixed with some gray hairs. And I built it on a culture that is fun and positive. And when people start getting that little negative, like, oh, that customer's mean, I guys, let's be positive. And I read a lot of books about positivity, and it works. And since I've adapted that in my life, I'm a lot happier. Because it's a tough business.
No one's calling happy. Mm-hmm. Their stuff's broke. You know, let's be honest.
Yeah, and you know what? That's what we always remind them. Hey, we're a member of your team. We're all on the same team. You're not going to yell at your boss. You're not going to yell at your coworker. Why are you yelling at me?
Well, you have a job because their stuff's broke. We're, you know what I mean?
That's well, our job is to keep it from breaking. And
that's
what
I'm saying.
It does. Yeah. So it's tough. It's a delicate balance. And but I love that challenge. I love getting people. I just met you, but I think that you and I are a lot alike. I like to ask people questions, engage them in real discussions, not fine, hi, mm-hmm. how you mm-hmm. doing? Let's talk about things.
Right.
So but make no mistake about it. It is a platform for bigger companies to use. And when you put it on a small
company. What does that mean?
Anything that's multi-location that has okay. help desk where the IT guys want to – or IT team wants to kill
well, you named
staff.
That earlier. You're dealing with the biggest companies in town.
We got some big ones.
Yeah.
We got some small ones. We have some security companies. We have a little bit of everything. We have dentists. I mean if they perceive IT as a threat or a problem or are worse yet, when you're going to see this. We all are going to see this. Oh, my cousin or my uncle or somebody that I'm paying $50 a month to is doing their IT. The days of that are over because they're going to get hacked and they're going to get ransomware. And I sit back and just giggle. I don't want anything bad to happen to anybody. But if you're stupid enough to think it's not going to happen to you, just wait till that ransomware, till you
Speaking
click on
of
that
which,
wrong
the first, we didn't hit that article, but the first ransomware to the film industry just hit this week.
Yeah.
For Orange is the New Black, someone says they're going to release
it. It's
not
really ransomware. It's more of a – that's a hack.
And I thought they said they're going to pay me and I won't release it.
Well, yes. I mean, that's not ransomware. That's a hack or an extortion. That's – yeah.
Either way, it's let me hold you hostage.
Well, but no, I mean, and it is. I mean, it's, you know, the old God, I mean, this goes back I'm old, 20 years. You know, the whole, here's what it's going to cost for me to build your website. Oh, well, you know, my 12-year-old kid can build a website. Right. Sure, have him do that. And then when you come back to me, my price is double.
And they don't realize that there's so much more value into that. You know, it's got to be, you know, Google AdWords. Mm-hmm. It's got to have some nice blogs. So, I mean, there's just so much criteria that nobody sees the value in nowadays. And as you know, as we're sitting here doing a podcast, the world's changed.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd still do cold calls to this day. Nobody picks up the phone. It's all email. I had one of my engineers email a guy when their internet's down. I'm like, hello.
let's look at it. I hate to be the master of the obvious, but.
Well, you know, and how stupid, how dumb we are, I mean, I am, is he's still getting it on his phone because it's Office 365.
Yep.
So he's still checking it, but, you know, so that shouldn't be your own.
I worked for the biggest IT company in the world, one of the biggest, Cisco Systems. And you would get guys calling me or emailing me going, hey, how's your Wednesday look to get a WebEx on your calendar?
Yeah. First, I'm sorry that you had to work there.
But I'm like, well, you're talking to me right now.
Right.
Can't we just knock this out right now? Right. You know what I mean? It wasn't in their vernacular. It was always you had to fill the calendar with WebEx meetings. And it just was – it was daunting, just you know, to say the least.
That's funny. That's why I started my company. I couldn't do that. I couldn't drink. I interviewed for AT&T 20 years ago, and I went through the 9-step process. And they gave me the job, and I said, I can't take this. I don't drink the Kool-Aid like you guys do. I don't see it as a cult. You're not the greatest company in the world. And I'm not trying to – I love AT&T. They write us a big check every month, but it's – I don't believe in that, and so I'm glad you got out of there. And I had buddies that were there, and you know they would do some really tough things where they'd bring in at 5:30 in the morning, and you'd have to do your account review. It's like, what? Who? I'm working out at 5:30 in the morning. Forget that.
I'm sleeping.
you're probably still drinking off your hangover.
Yeah, that too. But hey, where do we find you online?
It's trustntm.com. It's trust Nancy, Tom, Michael. So yeah. nationaltechnologymanagement.com.
But I mean, everyone we've ever talked to, I think no one's looking at it from the viewpoint you are. So it's kind of that's a reason why I wanted you on the show anyway, was everyone's doing help desk or doing network management, but nobody's kind of looking at it from a simplicity standpoint or from the user experience standpoint.
Well, I'm a big boater, and a lot of times I'm out boating in this really nasty water, and I look around and I'm like, should I take this boat in? You know, am I stupid? So I don't know sometimes if I'm just stupid or if I'm actually being smart. So I the data is proving that I'm being smart, but time will tell. My guess is we're gonna upset some people, and I'm gonna find some good people like Randy here to do some more partnerships to take it to the next level. Whoops, not Randy, sorry.
Matt.
had the names wrong, Matt. To enhance the product, we're constantly enhancing. So even though it's doing well, we're not resting on our laurels. We're going to keep pushing, and adding. And one of the things that we've been asked of many times is to add security. So I'm glad I'm here to meet awesome people like you guys, and we'll see if we can constantly make it better.
Exactly.
Imagine that. Networking, drinking.
Hey, the tagline has always been Networking Detroit, one beer at a time.
Yeah, I love it. Love it. Hopefully you guys will have me back.
Absolutely. No, I'd love to have you back. It's the thing. If you can't have a beer with me, I don't know if I want to do business with you.
Exactly. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
You don't trust the non-drinkers?
I do. I do, but it depends why.
Everyone has to have a vice.
No, I got good friends that were like, not to get too deep into this, but it depends on why.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
But hey, we're going to wrap things up here, episode 194 of the IT and the D Show. Thank you again to Matt and Randy for a recap in PangoCon. Thank you to Kelly Siegel from National Tech Management. Awesome conversation. Thank you to our sponsors, Blue Apron, HostGator, and FreshBooks. We couldn't do this without you keeping the lights on for us. On behalf of myself, Bob the Sales Guy, Dave the Geek, and the Ghost of Nuri, thank you for spending time with us. Do us a favor. Drink up your drinks. Get your phone numbers. You don't got to go home. You just got to get the hell out of here. Drive careful. See you next week. Beat it.
The emergency destruct system is now activated.
Conan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of your women.
Long live Flash. You've saved your ass. Have a nice day.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Nice shooting, son. What's your name?
Murphy. Make the run. The run.
Game over, man. Game over.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off!
I can't say no, and I don't really want to, so...
Well, especially with the back doors open.
Yo! Hold up! Time out! Time out! Y'all take a chill! You need to cool that shit out! And that's the double truth, Ruth.
Bob loves it in the camp.
I hope this was as much fun for you as it was for me.
That's why I like it in the camp.
Joe owned the Chiefs. Owns. 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 Owns.
Fear me.
My job is to make sure this program is morally upright and cultural and wholesome.
Shut up, Mimsy. Shut up, Mimsy. Shut up, Mimsy.
Why would, like, Buick put their cars next to, like, the Bentleys? Like, why is this not marketing?
The alphabet.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, I can't take that position.
That analogy sucks because it's right.
Because you're getting your 8-track tuned up.
Are we at a break yet? Yeah, so now I'm just, like, doing, like, stupid stuff to make me laugh.
Venture capital is not the end game.
When are we going to talk about me?
Jane, you ignorant slut.
It's my show. I can say what I want.
Yeah. Kiss my ass, go home, unplug, get off the goddamn internet. You are everything that is wrong with the internet right now.
You're so white right now.
I'm the whitest guy in the room. Just explain it to me.
I love this city.
I was banging on the wang.
Really? Should we talk about the tag team? Should I keep going or should I stop?
Can I just say, it's been great being on a show that talks about Mickey Rooney dying for 20 seconds and then poop for 10 minutes.